Today's gospel is taken from Christ's Sermon on the Mount, and which, in the words of Bishop Alexander Milliant of blessed memory, is a distillation of the gospel in its entirety, condensing all that is important for every Christian to know and to do. And this particular passage today tells us how we should avoid worrying about all the cares of the world, and to avoid greed, and to be content with what God provides for us. And most of all, to take care for spiritual riches and eternal life. St. Theophylact says that if we fill our minds with worry over money, we have extinguished the lamp and darkened our souls, because the state of the mind affects the soul. And if the mind is blinded by these worries, it is cast into darkness. Then the soul becomes dark, and how much more so the body as well. Many holy fathers have written about how we should not trust in ourselves, but rather we should learn to trust in God. And one example that comes to mind is, if we remember the parable of the publican and the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18. And the first verse of that parable begins, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." In this case, the proud Pharisee proclaimed his self-righteousness by telling God how he fasted twice in the week and how he gave tithes of everything, but God was not pleased with this. Instead, the sinful and repentant publican, who was humble before God and who asked him to have mercy upon him, was the one who was justified. Sometimes in our lives, it can happen that when everything seems to be going very well and we have all that we need, it might appear that we don't really need God's help. And without even realizing it, we can start to begin trusting in ourselves to provide for everything in our lives. But sooner or later, it often happens that we run into some kind of challenge or problem in our lives that we're not able to control, and sometimes this makes us upset and unhappy. And it's at times like these that we need to remember this instruction from the Lord, that we need to turn to Him because He can help us in any situation. And as a testimony to this in today's gospel, Christ gives us the example of how God is able to feed even the lowly creatures like the birds of the air, and He's certainly able to feed us who are much more important to Him. And if He can clothe the flowers of the field with such beauty that even Solomon, who was one of the greatest kings and had pretty much everything a man could have, that he was not even able to clothe himself in such beauty. And Jesus points out our weakness when He says, which of us can add one cubit to his stature by taking thought? I don't know if you use cubits today very often in your daily life, but apparently it's about 18 inches, according to one reference. So if we could add a cubit to our stature, or even two, then the National Basketball Association would have lots of competition, I'm sure, for jobs, because we'd all be really tall. But St. Theophylact says this means that even if you take the utmost care, you can do nothing if God does not will it. So why then do you drive yourself to exhaustion with futile worries? The Lord does not forbid us to work and earn money to provide food and clothing for ourselves and our families, but He tells us that we must first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto us. In other words, this is how we should order our lives, to always seek to put God first. After all, our Lord told us that the two greatest commandments are that we're supposed to love God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, and we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. St. Hermann of Alaska once spoke about how one should love God. He said, "If we love someone, we always think of him and strive to please him. Day and night, our heart is occupied with this subject." And yet, you know, we must admit the influence of the world is very strong, and sometimes it distracts us from loving God and trusting in Him at times. And again, Bishop Alexander once said, "A person with little faith must learn to trust in God more than in his own strength. The Lord does not call us to idleness. He desires to liberate us from the agonizing worries and excessive efforts made for passing things, in order to give us an opportunity to prepare for eternity. The Lord promises that if we will first and foremost work toward the salvation of our soul, He will provide every other necessity. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This part of the Sermon on the Mount, he says, thus far, calls a person to avoid greed and to be content with necessities, and most of all, to take care for spiritual riches and eternal life. And I was looking up on a website called WebMD, and it's where doctors, you know, respond to these frequently asked, you know, health questions. And they were saying that is, you know, worry can be a good thing in the sense of, let's say you have a job interview and you're worried whether you'll do well, so that can help you be more sharp and get your resume together. He said, but on the other hand, the doctors say that excessive worrying over a long period of time has very detrimental effects on our health. It could lead to depression, and it can cause all kinds of physical effects like fatigue and headaches and, you know, even more serious health problems. So really, the Lord's advice to us is also very healthy for our lives. So may our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us more than we can imagine, bless us and help us to love Him more perfectly and trust in His almighty providence to provide all of our needs and lead us to His heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.